It's Here and Now on KJZZ. I'm Steve Goldstein. One of Jason Alexander's most seen roles was in the film Pretty Woman, which featured a pivotal scene at a polo match. On November 1st and 2nd, Westworld will be hosting the Scottsdale Ferrari Maserati Polo Championships, which will feature horses and horsepower. In only its third year, it's become the biggest polo event in the country. Jason Rose of Rose Moser Allen Public Relations is no stranger to high-profile, offbeat happenings. He was the man behind last summer's Beat the Heat race and is the mover behind the Polo Championships. Jason, how does this fit into the spectrum of other Scottsdale events?
It's new, it's unique, and it's an attempt to bring an ancient and sometimes intimidating sport to the masses. And we're excited about that. It's affordable. It's exclusive all at the same time, and in many ways, it's like the 16th hole of the Phoenix Open used to be, but with polo. We've got the best athletes in the country coming in to play this version of horse hockey, and I'm a huge sports fan, and that's what it's like. It's an extreme sport that has these great athletes moving up to 30 miles an hour on horses. It's got more scoring than soccer and hockey, and there's really something for everyone out there.
What should we know about polo in the sense that I think people have seen it in the movie Pretty Woman. Maybe they think of the Royals playing it. Tell us about the game.
Yeah, well, a couple of different things. One is a polo field is huge. A football field, for example, is 100 yards long. We play at about 250 yards long. Football field's 55 yards wide. We play it twice that. So in terms of a spectator sport, it's absolutely fantastic, whether you're in a high-end tent or whether you have a general admission ticket, because you can get right next to the field no matter where you are. And so when you have a great polo environment like that, your kids can come run around. You can leave the kids at home and sip on champagne all day long. So from that standpoint, it really is a great event. But I mentioned before polo for the masses. And we have done some innovative partnerships with the African-American community, with the Latino community, with the gay community, rich, poor, and everyone in between. And we have this melting pot out there that works. And that's what intrigues people, and that's what's exciting about the event.
You're involved in so many high-profile events, and even this Beat the Heat over the summer, which you and I talked about at the time. How do you know when you feel like the vibe is good and there's momentum to keep something like this going into subsequent years?
Well, you know, ultimately, it's not socialism. Whether it's profitable or not, knowing that you have to have a long-term view. And while we want to do this to make a few dollars, we're also doing this because, you know, Scottsdale has been part of our DNA for a long period of time, and we think it can do a lot of good, and it's already getting notoriety around the world. But you have to have a long-term view. You have to listen to your customers. You have to have great integrity in terms of what you're doing. You mentioned this, the heat race we did this summer. We had the best runners in the country, even Olympians coming in for that event. For this event, we have the best polo players in the world that come in for it. And the marketplace responds or it doesn't. Is the market 10,000 people for this event? Is it 60,000 people over a multi-day period? That's what you find out. You never get it quite right. You're constantly experimenting, and hopefully you do more things right than wrong.
How do you decide whether the risk is worth it? Because as much work as you put in, I know there has to be, you're looking at the opportunity cost there as well.
You said it precisely. And, you know, what's interesting about this, Steve, is our political background lends itself very well to an event. In the political world, you have an election day. In the event world, you have an event day. On event day, you either make money or you lose money. On election day, you win or you lose. In politics, you have tracking polling. In events, you have the sales of tickets and sponsorships. And so it has some remarkable similarities to what we have done for many years, as we have also, you know, entrepreneured into this, you know, this new segment. And so, I don't have a tremendously specific answer to the question of what ultimately decides if we're going to jump into something or not. We like being risk takers. You can do something good for your company and do something good for the community at the same time. That's pretty cool.
Jason Rose of Rose Moser Allen Public Relations. He's heavily involved in the Ferrari Maserati Polo Championships taking place at Scottsdale's Westworld on November 1st and 2nd.